Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
A lamp to my feet is your word, a light to my path.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to the one who is evil. When someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to the law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ.
Morning.
Today the message in the readings is very real, profound, and relevant to our lives. As Christians, we are called to be peacemakers. Do not retaliate when you're wronged. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, then offer the other one to them as well. This is extremely difficult, my brothers and sisters, because our natural tendency is to revenge, to pay back the one who hurt us. But to this, Jesus says a big no. I'm a missionary priest with St. Patrick's Missionary Society. I'm working in Zambia, in Central Africa. After ordination in 1997, 22 years ago, I went to the eastern province of Zambia to a diocese called Chipata Diocese. One of the challenges we faced there was witch doctors. They go into villages to search houses, looking for vinyanga, that's the local word for charms. If they find the charms, they would pronounce that person a witch. And it is very evil practice, because they usually pick the poorest old people. They usually pick the widows who are vulnerable, most vulnerable. So one particular village near an outstation called Chimbondire, in St. John's Parish in Kitete, eastern province of Zambia, they called a witch doctor to cleanse the village. So the witch doctor came to search the houses. And many of our Christians, many of our Catholics live in that village. And right beside the village is a church, an outstation church. So we decided to go there and to start prayers while the witch doctor was searching the houses. And so we began to pray and we started to do adoration while he was searching in the village. And initially, only a few people came. But those people who came to the prayers went back and told their friends that you should come and pray there because we experienced peace while there was a lot of confusion in the village while the witch doctor was searching the houses. And so more people came and more people came for adoration and prayer. So we began to defeat this evil with good, to pray. And then behold, we began to have a good spirit among the community. And the witch doctor is very clever. What he does is he sends his workers at night and they bury those charms in a house of the poor person. They know exactly where the charms are buried. The next day they come and they say, oh, dig over there and you'll find something. And sure enough, they dig and they find those charms. And then they pronounce that person a witch. So what we did was, after praying and praying for 4 days, the witch doctor got confused and he sent his workers out to bury the charms. And somebody found him doing it. They found the workers doing this. He was exposed for what he was doing, a fraud. And all the people got together and they chased that witch doctor out of the village. And so peace was restored to that village. We conquered that evil with good, with prayer. Amen. So, we too face challenges. Some of us here have finished our pilgrimage in Medjugorje. How do we manage when we return to our homes? In the first reading, St. Paul encourages the Corinthians and encourages us too to continue our ministries at home through much endurance. Even though we face afflictions, hardships, constraints, we should be pure. We should be pure, patient, and kind in the power of the Holy Spirit, with weapons of righteousness at the right side and the left side. What spiritual armor are you wearing to protect you? Maybe you have a medal, maybe you have a scapular. When David went to face the giant Goliath of Gath, Goliath was a big giant. If you read the Bible, it says that he was 6 cubits and 1 span. I checked online to see how tall that was. It actually comes out at 14 feet. That door is about 7 foot tall. So he was twice the size of that door, a big giant. David was a poor shepherd boy who protected his sheep. He went to face that giant. They gave him the armor of Saul, but he took it off. He refused to wear the armor. He took some pebbles. It says in the Bible, 5 pebbles. And he went to face Goliath. He put those pebbles into his sling, and he turned that sling, and he slung it, and swung it, and swung it. And then he went, bah! Hit Goliath right here. The giant fell. To the power of Yahweh, Goliath said, I'm fighting you with a different power. He was boasting, but David prayed to Yahweh to protect him, and he did. He defeated the giant. Yesterday, I climbed Cross Mountain. On Cross Mountain, I took up 5 stones. These 5 stones represent something. Our Lady gave us these stones to protect us when we return home to our countries. This stone is the rosary, a powerful weapon, a shield against the enemy. When we pray the rosary, Satan will be disempowered in your family, in your community, and your parish. The rosary is a powerful weapon, a powerful stone. That's the first one I place here. The second stone is the Eucharist. We received the greatest gift that possibly Jesus could give us, his body, his blood, his soul, and divinity. When we come to adore him in the Eucharist, we receive power. We become like him because we look at him and we see him in his glorified state. We prayed in Chumbundira against the witch doctor. We used adoration. We defeated him, not by fighting him, not by going after him and shouting at him or insulting him, no, just through the power of prayer. The power of adoration, the power of the Eucharist is your second stone. The third one is the Bible, the Word of God. I think you know the Jewish people, they put the Word of God on their head, on their forehead, even on the wrists, they wear the Word of God, phylacteries. And some Jewish people, they put the Word of God on their doorposts to protect them. So the Word of God, the Bible, will protect you and guide you on the path of Jesus Christ. You read the Word of God, and the Word of God will enlighten you and protect your family if we read it every day. There's the third stone. The fourth stone is confession, reconciliation, forgiveness, because we need it. I'm sure many of us have had that chance to go to confession here in Medjugorje, and I'm sure you felt relieved, you felt renewed, you felt forgiven by Jesus Christ. And when we feel that forgiveness, we'll go and forgive our friends who've hurt us, as Jesus asks us to do. So we continue to get our monthly confession. Mary has recommended that every month have your confession. It will help you, it will protect you, and give you strength to face the challenges that you face at home. Our final one is a difficult one. It's fasting. I found it difficult last Friday to fast. Nobody finds it easy to fast on bread and water, but Our Lady has asked us to do that. Why fasting? Because when you fast, you denounce or you allow your spirit to come out, to get stronger by denying your body. When you do that, you become stronger spiritually. And when you face challenges like that, as we will face, as St. Paul says you will face, then when you fast, you will be protected. Our Lady said, anything can be accomplished through prayer and fasting. So let us believe that and let us try to continue to fast when we go home. And so these are Our Lady's stones. I will take them back to my parish, where I work now in Lusaka, in Zambia. I look after 15 churches there. It looks like impossible task, but it's possible. A few weeks ago, somebody gave me a statue of Our Lady of Medjugorje. The statue is in Ireland at the moment, and it's going out to Zambia on the 26th of June. I'm carrying Our Lady back to Zambia, literally carrying her, this statue. And the parish are looking forward to receiving that statue. So I ask you to pray that I will get that statue through the airport, because it's weighing 30 kilos and it's a big box like that. So I hope I get it through the airport. So please pray for me, and may God bless each one of you. Amen.